reaction is that I think this is a mistake, particularly if Ethiopian forces are expected to go beyond the immediate Ethiopia-Somalia border area. Everyone knows that they have been crossing the border into Somalia for some time now, confronting al-Shabaab forces or any hostile forces for that matter. That's nothing new. It's been fairly low-key, and it hasn't drawn a lot of attention. But it's all been done in the context of a bilateral action, obviously with the support of the Somali government. But by joining AMISOM, this, I think, is going to revive the Ethiopian intervention more broadly in Somalia that they engaged in from the very beginning of 2007 through January of 2009, particularly their engagement in Mogadishu, and that did not end well. My fear is that it's going to revive those kinds of concerns and the historical enmity between Somalia and Ethiopia and give another sort of rallying cry to al-Shabaab for recruitment purposes.
I spoke with one observer who said that possibly Ethiopia is the only force that al-Shabaab really fears.
Possibly. Certainly, in terms of the African forces, the Ethiopian force is the most battle-tested and the most competent throughout the entire East Africa, Horn of Africa region. So in that sense, yes, if you're comparing it with other forces from either much further afield, even outside of Africa, perhaps not. But so much of this depends as to how the Ethiopian force will be used. If this is nothing more than an acknowledgement that they are periodically crossing the border from Ethiopia into Somalia, but doing so under the aegis of AMISOM, and that it's really an effort to allow them to take advantage of reimbursement from donor governments who have been supporting AMISOM, that's one thing. If, on the other hand, it's far more significant than that in terms of the land area that they engage in, and particularly if it brings them back in some context into Mogadishu, then I think it's going to have these negative consequences that I mentioned a moment ago.
So what would Ethiopia gain besides possibly better border security?
Well, they won't even necessarily get better border security. I think they have pretty good border security right now, and unless they're going to increase the number of troops down there, it's not going to change border security. And Ethiopia has been sufficiently good at guarding its border that, to the best of my knowledge, there have been no al-Shabaab attacks inside Ethiopia at all. What they might gain would perhaps be some sort of reimbursement for the costs they're incurring by being part of AMISOM. I assume they would then become eligible for whatever international community reimbursement is going into the AMISOM effort, whereas now I think they're paying entirely out of pocket for whatever they do.
What should we be looking for in the weeks and months ahead regarding Ethiopian troops being in Somalia?
Well, how al-Shabaab is able to play this, hopefully I'm wrong, and they will not be able to make much of this. If al-Shabaab is able to significantly enhance recruitment by referring to Ethiopia joining AMISOM, then that's going to have a downside to it. You sort of have to, I guess, look at this in the context of Kenya's involvement in Somalia, too. I've always thought that it's not a good idea for a contiguous country to have troops inside Somalia if you can possibly avoid it. And to some extent, the Kenyan forces have experienced some of the same criticism. The difference is, at least so far, the Kenyan forces are confined entirely to the lower Juba. And it's not clear to me whether Ethiopian forces will be in the capital area at all. If there are none in the capital area, that's a good thing. But the problems that arise is that al-Shabaab has been able to make use of the Kenyan forces in the lower Juba to their advantage, and it's served as a recruitment tool. It also served as their, in my view, felonious excuse to bomb the Westgate Mall in Nairobi, which I think is a totally erroneous argument, but yet it seems to have traction with some elements of society. So there are some comparisons that one might make with Kenya joining AMISOM